Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joined this afternoon by David Malukas. David, you won yesterday's shortened race. There were some tire issues out there. From your perspective, were you worried at all about the tires in your race, or were they okay? And how are you feeling about that going into this afternoon's race on Saturday?
So my teammate Linus, had one of the issues. But from our end, I guess being a perk of leading the whole time, we never had any bad air and having to deal with scrub. They asked me on the radio, do I see a cord on the tire? Is everything fine? And I was like, yeah, guys, it looks great. And we checked tire pressures. Tire pressures look good. So we knew, in that race, everything was going to be fine. And I do trust, Team Cooper Tire. I mean, I saw them late last night working when I even watched a NASCAR truck race and then came back and they were still working there. And I saw them, getting into tires and working on them and figuring out something. So. And once I saw the message, I knew that they figured something out, and they even looked at my tires as well, and they told me what's good, what's not. So I think going into today with the new split race, I think it's a good idea, and I think it's going to work out really well.
Did they change anything tire pressure-wise? Any, mandates that you have to be with different tire pressure, different camber, or anything like that, or still the same?
Everything's the same. The only thing they made us do in the warm-up was scrub the new sets that we're going to have for the second half. But other than that, everything else seems to be spot on.
I have to go to a metal music question here after our conversation a couple months ago. What have you discovered new? And then we'll add a couple suggestions to that.
So after we had that that podcast, I tried to expand my horizons and look. But the only stuff I could find, it was hard to find instrumental heavy metal. It was a lot of the screaming, and that was for me just not.
Thank you. It's too much.
Yeah, so the screaming was a little bit much for me. The guy's just, and I'm like, okay. But the instrumental, that's why the Doom soundtrack's pretty good, because it takes, obviously, he makes creations off of heavy metal hits, but makes them into instrumentals. And for me, I like that. And even in his album, I think there's songs where there's demons screaming, and those ones I skip because those are a little bit weird. but I just really like the heavy metal instrumental side. So I've tried to expand, but couldn't really find any good instrumentals. So maybe you can help me.
On the way into the track this morning, he was like, let's see if this is too much for you. And I'm like, okay, I can make it through this. It was terrible. They're screaming at me. I'm not into that.
Okay. You're not into that? No. Yeah, I mean, I do like it. It's just not the screaming.
See, the music's hard.
The screaming, I actually put that on to fall asleep at night.
Wow. it's an interesting white noise choice, I guess.
Yeah. See, also a psychopath.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, one, you'll want to check, and I'll shoot this over to you. This guy, I actually don't know how to pronounce his name.
Is that an actual name?
Yeah, he's from Poland.
Okay.
He does. So I discovered him because he does a lot of Linkin Park cover remixes and whatnot. He's really talented, and there's a bunch of Outbreak, number 4 on this list, is just an instrumental, and it's not metal, but it's got a cool rock feel to it the entire time, and I've fallen asleep to that one more than a few times too. It's a good it's a little on the chiller side for metal music. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way with, and everybody now listening to this thinks I'm a complete psychopath for falling asleep to screaming music, you are 2 points back in the championship. You've got another race today. You've got Portland and Laguna, and then a finale at Mid-Ohio. how do you weigh the risk of trying to make a pass for another position versus I just need to keep getting those points and not worry about what else is going on?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely in the talks, you know, going up to this race, and we have been after the race one yesterday. I mean, you saw Kyle, he was a bit desperate on the start, knowing that there's not going to be much chances after these first couple laps to pass, because this track is tough from one and two. And he tried to kind of keep the outside, and he had a big moment and almost lost it. Yeah. So going in, we saw that. So in this warm-up, we actually used the warm-up to test the high line, because luckily what he didn't have, what I have today, is NASCAR trucks. And watching them yesterday, they went high, very high. And there's actually, you can see two different lines entering one and two. IndyCar, it was half and half. Like, Rossi, I think, did a high line when most went low.
Yeah.
But, and we, this morning, we tested high line, and same thing with Ben. He tested high line as he's going to be starting fourth, and he did an 8.7, 8.8, which is, like, a couple of tenths off of fast time that session. So, and there was, we adjusted the setup, everything was fine, and we even did high in 3 and 4, and it was no problem. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think if it ends up being side-by-side going into one, I think it's going to be a different story for us. Because also, it's session split into two, so less fuel, right? So when you have a heavy fuel load, it tends to be very slidey. When now we have, I mean, it's like cut in half for me. So I think there's a lot of pluses that I have if I were to go on an outside move.
So with the race being split in two, you can actually refuel, change your right side tires. Is there any other adjustments? Like, can you just do a full, like, hey, you know, it's too much downforce, let's take some off, et cetera, et cetera? Are you free to make changes at that point?
I don't know the limitations. I don't think so. Okay. I think you could only switch the tires and refuel, like, very limited. Yeah. But that's about it. So I think they're trying to do that for a purpose.
Okay. While Shannon looks that up, a lot of IndyCar drivers describe Gateway as 1 and 2 is like a sharp U-turn, and 3 and 4 feel like it never ends, turn-wise. Do you agree, disagree? What do you think of Gateway in an Indy Lights car?
Gateway is an egg.
Yeah, it's a way.
Yeah. 1-2 is the kind of the moneymaker. That's where you kind of set up 3 and 4, because 3 and 4 is flat. If you have a good car, it's going to be flat, and it should be pretty easy. Sometimes qualifying, you know, trim down, it's not so easy, but it's all 1 and 2. And if you can get 1 and 2 down with the heavy lift and the downshifts, making sure you get a good exit going into 3 and 4, that's kind of key. So, I mean, I think that's what makes Gateway so special, is the characteristics of 1 and 2.
Looking ahead a little bit towards 2022, obviously you have aspirations. Your name is starting to hit the rumor mill, which is, I guess, kind of pretty cool considering you haven't been in that position before. But is it, you know, does it make it difficult to kind of focus at all when there are IndyCar aspirations kind of maybe within grasp, but at the same time you're still at least have to secure a good result in the championship this year and not stumble at the end?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's always kind of a flip or flop. Going into a run, or, you know, even today, you know, I met with a couple of IndyCar, you know, team owners before I went out, you know, shaking my hand or saying congratulations. And it definitely kind of gets you in the head. And, you know, I sit down, I buckle up, and it's like, oh, man, it's still not, like, it's still quite some races to go. And then, like, I still need to kind of secure this. It's not done yet. I mean, you never know. It could all just flip-flop and then go to the floor. And then next thing you know, I'm back at Starbucks just working on my computer. So, no, it always goes, but I mean, as soon as the session starts, it all kind of comes out of my head, and I just focus on that one and single run. So I always thought that was going to be an issue, but once I go out, it kind of just dissipates.
I remembered my question from before. You had 6-ish weeks off after Mid-Ohio until now.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get back in the car for the test a couple weeks ago? And B, how do you stay busy during 6 weeks when there's no racing?
Well, luckily I do work. Work as an IT, so for me it was not too bad. But it was still, I mean, a lot of days off. And within it, I mean, simulator work, hanging out with my teammates, we were just messing around, and just a lot of gym time, really. But it was getting a bit boring. And coming back after the 6-week break, I was like, man, I don't even remember how to drive anymore. So I got in the car, and it's been 6-week break. But then in addition to that, it was testing at an oval, which I didn't do for 2 years.
Right.
So I was going in. It was a lot of new things happening. But I was really nervous going in, but I sat in, did 3 laps, and everything kind of just came back to me. Yeah. And I was like, this is great. So, you know, it was long, but it feels good to be back. And after the tests, you know, we had also 2 test sessions on Thursday. Those were really helpful. And by the time all the practices were over, it was like kind of like I'm back in the groove. I'm clicked in.
So you had practices on Thursday, tests on Thursday, practice qualifying and a race yesterday, warm up at a race today. That's a lot in 48 hours ish.
Yeah.
More than 2 days.
More than 2 days.
Yeah. Math is hard to. It's so hot. How do you, you know, mentally and physically just like stay ready, knowing that you know you've got 2 hours and you're just right back out on track again?
Well, okay. Well, first of all, you say it's hot. I mean, last week when we tested, it was like 115. It was it was really hot.
So this
feels like fall.
Yeah, I like we had to wear white clothing because it was just so hot. It was crazy. But going back to your question, preparing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming up on 5-Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Actually, the more test sessions you have in a day and the less breaks you have, the better it is. It goes by quicker. Because you get tired in moments like these. You know, you sit in the AC, slowly go down. Yep. And then right when you're, like, really tired, it's like, oh, it's time to go. We need to go. And then you're like, oh, okay. I feel like I just woke up. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so other than that, but I forgot. What was I going to say? I was going to say something really good, too. Like a really good insider kind of thought. Yeah, we'll come back. So, just keep going. It'll come back.
We'll keep going here. I don't know. I lost. Do you have one?
No, I got you.
Wait a minute. What?
This is what happens when you haven't slept too much.
We had downtime, and we just can't.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is, like, even though I'm not racing, sitting, like, in the air conditioning, I get, like, sleepy.
No,
and then I'm like,
it's much harder than
just being outside the whole time.
I got what I was gonna say. Oh, Here we go. Yes. So as you were saying, for us, you know, being prepared and stuff, I always just laugh at myself, and I'm like, no, you're just being like, you know, a little.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a bad word, but I'm
like,
you seem a little pussy, you know? Because, I mean, I looked at IndyCar. They just rock up Saturday, do a 1.5-hour practice, qualifying, and then 260 laps in a race, all in one day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm fine. I have to be. So I was like, I'm going to stop complaining.
If this is going to be me next year or in the future, I probably should just pretend I'm okay, even if I'm exhausted.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened, and mentally it's better. And so I looked at 260 laps, mouth drops, you know, my little pork chop from lunch came out of my mouth, and I made sure to put my notes, go to gym. So.
Yeah, so that was, well, you probably answered my last question. Assuming you get the chance to jump to IndyCar next year, what is something, whether it be off track or on track, that you think like is super important to your potential rookie season?
Gym. definitely
getting heavier, right?
Yes, and there's no power steering. Yeah. I mean, races are much longer, and I've had many friends. I mean, Pato even told me, I was the test. He goes, yeah, it was great, but first thing, I went straight to the gym. So, and I think it's like 6 months till season starts. So if we do, it's kind of like I need to start like right now. But other than that, it would be strategy. You know, in IndyCar, there's a lot more strategy. I mean, tires, you know, in Indy Lights, no pit stops, no, that you go and you just go as hard as you can on the tires and just go until the end. There's a bit of tire management, but mostly you're just balls to the wall. So, but IndyCar, much different story. You also have different push to pass. I mean, they have 200 seconds. They can use it to defend and often. And yeah, so I mean, just getting that whole perspective, because that's all going to be new to me, I think that's going to be huge. And pit stops, of course.
Well, and you also have twice as many cars on the track.
Yeah, that too. So a lot more passing. I'm actually excited for that. It's gonna be
fun.
So, speaking of pit stops, I haven't asked this question in a couple years, but do you think it would be beneficial for Indy Lights, almost like today where the race is split in two, but to do like maybe like a mock hot pit stop? Like maybe you don't change tires or anything, but you literally just go into the box, like hold for 7 seconds and go, just so that when you get to IndyCar, you kind of have a feel for like, okay, you know, this is how I prepare an in-lap and out-lap, pit lane, execute getting in the stall in front of other people, etc. Like, do you think that would be beneficial in any way? Most people have actually told me no that I've asked, and they've all done well in IndyCar now. Like, Pato asked, told me that a couple years ago in Lights, but I don't know if you think differently.
I don't know why,
I don't remember. You'd have to go back and listen.
Well, I think it would be nice. I mean, coming in for a pit stop, I think as a driver, it's pretty set in stone. I mean, pit limiter, pull clutch, brake, stop, get ready, go. That is pretty easy, and I don't think that's what you need to learn. It would be more for like the pit crew to learn, you know, to do pit stops.
Yeah.
However, going from what people I don't feel like talk about is going from pit out and pit in. I mean, for us, we just go really slow because there's no rush, you know, you don't need to. And in IndyCar, you need to be hauling, you know, into the pits, out, and try to maximize it. And then hard brake, don't lock. And I mean, you saw Indy 500, they were struggling to even keep it down. And so I think in that perspective, I think it would be helpful just going into IndyCar.
Cool.
Well, that's all I got. Best of luck the rest of the year. I'm sure I'll see you at a couple of the other tracks. And look forward to seeing what the plans are for 22.
Yeah, thank you, and I just need to keep doing well so I can keep doing these.
Hell yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.